Hello again, and welcome to the November of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly discussionist, Marv Pikla. And yes, absolutely yes, I am coming to you from my hunting blind as I honor and celebrate the most important holiday every year, well, at least in my dad's eyes, the opening day of deer season. Now, don't worry, my boys got me one of those portable heaters, and it's okay as far as the cold goes. But reading my notes here from, well, maybe using a flashlight and trying to make the most important points count during this talk, well, it's getting to be a little tough. But if that 8-point comes walking out, I think everything will be good. But getting on with it, this month, I want to talk about a real important topic, and it kind of circles around the not good professional habit that some leaders fall into, questioning your decision-making. Yep, just questioning your decision-making, and you know what I mean. The shoulda, I coulda, I woulda thought processes that come about when things change and you start believing that maybe you could have made a better decision on a particular issue if this or that had happened. Well, let me just say it clearly and in my Marvism way, let me say this about that. Don't do it. During these times of fast-paced and continuing change, it is not correct to question a decision you made last week or last month. I believe and trust all. Yeah, I said all of the leaders that I work with and I know, and that they take the appropriate time and effort to arrive at the best decision possible. So all of the I could have, or I should have, or I would have, those kinds of driven changes don't count in relation to decisions past. They don't count in relation to decisions past. However, don't think for 1 minute that I don't recommend, as part of continuous improvement in, you know, the workplace and looking at past decisions and actions, and you review them and you assess them for their quality and their benefit and accuracy regarding a certain issue. You just do that as standard business procedure. But that is a whole different area of discussion that maybe we'll kick around another day. Rather, it is important for you and for your coworkers and for the company and organization that you work with that one of the main points is you are the main decision maker, and you must display confidence and transparency and quality in the manner in which you made a specific decision. Confidence, transparency, and quality, they are all important when you make a decision. And people need to know that you follow that line. That, just plainly, is good leadership. As I travel to and work with different individuals and groups, and I encounter more questioning of decision-making today than ever before, and I see valuable time and admin energy wasted on woulda, coulda, shoulda type worries, my concerns really kick in. Even worse, I see great people mentally and maybe physically negatively impacted by decision past clouds of worry. Do not do that to yourself and to those that surround you. I realize questioning your decision-making is almost a natural human instinct. So, okay, allow it. But don't enable it to handicap your ability and your organization's ability to move forward. Becoming disabled by decisions past, questioning your result on what you think might have, could have, should have been, will result in missed opportunities for the future. And often unique opportunities happen only once. And so you got to be ready and you got to be capable. Well, it's getting a little bit more light out there and I got to start paying attention to hunting time. And maybe this year will be one of the best years. But I want to thank you for listening. I hope this podcast helps, and we'll talk more next month.